Today's daf is Ksubis Daf Lamed He, as we continue in the sugyas of Kimlei B'Drabamine here in the third parak of Mesechas Ksubis, and today we add in a couple of other yesodos relating to that major topic. So we are in the Braisa on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, where we brought up that Kimlei B'Drabamine applies both by a case where one does a Maisa Aveira, that's Chayim Misa, or one is in a situation where they are able to be killed. As we said, the case of Machteres. In both of those cases, Misa would pater the Mamon, and therefore Kimlei B'Drabamine would kick in. But the Shchiddush of Rabbi Meir Shita, which Rabba held of, and that's why Rabba gave Rabbi Meir Rameir Shita as the answer to the Stira, the Machlokas between the Mishnayos and Ksubis and the Makos, was that Knas plays a different role. Even if Misa Umamon the halacha is that you do not pay, but when it comes to Knasos, you do pay, and therefore, if you could separate the case, the Mamon and the Knas element in a case, so then one would be able to have a Misa and a Mamon payment coexist. So if somebody steals something before Shabbos, somebody steals something before the Machteres, and then violates inside, Toveach u'mocher, does the Chi of Knas inside, so then the Kimlei B'Drabamine would not apply, because the Mammon was already obligated beforehand. But if the Mammon is obligated inside Shabbos, or inside Machteres, so then we would say the whole thing falls away, because once there's no Mammon, as we know from a Bava Kama rule, you can't have 4 and 5, which is really 3 and 4. You need to only have 4 and 5. Meaning the Knas, that type of Knas, cannot coexist independently. Some Knasos can. You have a Shloshim Shel Eved and a Chatzi Nezek if you hold Paganiska Knasa. But this Knas of Tvichu Mechira is by definition a pile-on, an additional payment. And if you don't have your first payment, then you're not going to have this additional payment, because then it's not going to be an additional. And then the second Braisa brought up, the last point we made, what about a case of She'ula, the added Chiddush? If somebody borrows a cow, not that he steals a cow and the Chiluk is on Shabbos or before Shabbos, but if he borrows a cow and then he shechts it, so then the Braisa says, if he shechted it on Shabbos, you're going to be putter. Why isn't the Geneva beforehand? The answer is no. Because if you borrowed it, so up until the moment that you did something inappropriately with it, up until the time that you shechted it, it's yours. It's not called an Aveira yet. Only at the moment of Shechita is it called an Aveira, and therefore you would apply Kimlei. Ask the Gemara, what exactly is the Chiddush of that? So we have the last line, which let's review right now. Right in the middle of the Amud, the Gemara had said, Sa'akadai dechamina, ho'el v'amar of Papa, mishas mishicha hu deschayev lebe mezonosehi, since when you are a shoel, you're chayev to feed the animal. There's even different halachas, which we learned back in Yevamos. If the shomer is a kohen, is he allowed to give this animal truma? Do you go by the shoel? Do you go by the mashil? So, but he's chayiv in mizonos right away. So you might have thought, so you might think that all his chiyuvim can be viewed as starting the roots of it at that point. Chiyuv at the point of mishicha. Kamash malan, we don't say that. The chiyuv onsei does not start at the time of Meshicha, which is when the Chiyuv Mizonos starts, but it only starts later. So Kamash Mulan. So there's an important ritva to be aware of. Not here, this ritva, we'll get to a number of ritvas on today's daf, but this ritva is in Kiddushin, on Daf Mem Zayin, where the Gemara there says in the name of Rav Huna, Hashoel Kardom Mechavero, if somebody borrows an axe from their friend, Bikabo, when they use it, Kna'o, they are Kona it. Lo bikabo, lo knao. If they didn't use it yet, if I took something to borrow and I did not use it yet, then I wasn't kona it for anything. So this isn't about an animal. So we're not talking about a chi of mizonos. But I took an item. I borrowed your axe. If I don't use your axe, then I was not kona it yet. Only when I use it. Ask the ritva, what kind of kinyan is that? We know kinyanim. The Mishnah in Kiddushin tells us there are different types of kinyanim. How am I kona metaltalin? Mishicha, hagba. Right, some other type of kinyan. So ask the ritva there. Tamiya milsa. Ta she'ela. Every phrase of the ritva here is important. Ta she'ela matana liyomehu amanas lahachzir. She'ela is what we would call a matana amanas lahachzir, says the ritva. What does that mean? It means it's yours, but you're going to return it. So that's what she'ela is. And therefore, he has the ritva. Va'amailo kan yeshoel bimashicha. So why is the mashicha Why isn't the Mashiach good enough to be Kohen for all purposes? K'matanas metaltel in the Alma, Tahavi Lizman. Like any matana amanas lahachsir, to mikneve Mashiach. Just like, he doesn't say exactly, but the case is, let's say the first day of Sukkot, when the Dalet Aminim have to be yours in order to be Yotzei, and let's say there's only one Dalet Aminim set in town, so what do we do? So we give it from person to person. And it's a matana amanas lahachsir, but it's yours! Right? When I give it to you, it's yours! So ask the Ritva, why is she'ela any different than a matana amanas lahachsir? And what is the bikua, the fact that you use it, how does that help? Shelo matzinu kinyan zeh b'shum makom, she'e kli nikneh b'haschalas melacha. Ask the Ritva. And his answer is, well, here's the rule, here's the exception. You're right, you don't find it anywhere else, but this is the uniqueness. He quotes from his Rebbe, that says, Mishum de b'she'ela lo mikni le guf hakli klal ela tashmish shebo. This isn't a matana manas lahakso in the normal sense. Why are you borrowing an axe? To use it. You don't really care that it's yours or not legally. You're being kona'it legabe hishtamshus. You're being kona'it to use it. Ve'ena tashmish ahu roi liknos b'mashicha. So you're being kona'it to use it, so you can't pull a usage. You can't pick up a usage. You know what you can do with a usage? You can use a usage. So therefore, says the Ritva, that's the way you're kone, by she'ela. K'shem she'in osios niknos b'mesira l'chuda l'inyin shibut shebahem. Interesting parallel. Just like you can't be kone osios b'mesira, so you're elsewhere, that if I have a star, I want to be makna you the star that says I'm owed money. I can't be makna it to you, unless I write a new one. She'ein meshicha kone ela b'moshe guf hadavar hanikneh. And here, you're not being kona the kufadavar. You're being kona the usage. And therefore, that's why all the kinyanim don't kick in right away by Mashicha. Then he relates this. Aval nosen kleita letashmisho, she'en atashmish davar hayotze migufo, lo shamanu she'en nikne b'mashicha v'lo b'kini mishum makom. Okay, so that's the Ritva in Kiddushin Adat Mem Zayin. So that relates to this Argamara. The Argamara says, right, you're not chayiv in onsin from the first moment. Right, you're chayiv in onsin from later on. From Shas Mashicha, you're chayiv in mizonos, if it's an animal. That doesn't apply by the axe case. But that you're chayiv in mizonos then, because the animal is responsible and looking for you for sustenance. Okay, let's continue relating to these, in the Gemara, relating to these cases. Amar Rava, right in the middle. Hiniach lahen avihen, once we're talking about she'ela related issues, so we quote another line from Rava. Hiniach lahen avihen para she'ula. What happens if their father, there was a Shoel that died, and he left the cow to his children? Mishtam shimbo kol yemei she'elasa. They could use it all the days of the she'ela. All the days. Rashi says, all the days. Kol yemei meshech hazman she'shal avim min abaylim. All the days that their father borrowed it. All those days they're allowed to use it. And the Ritva says, what's the Rashi driving at? Now the Ritva here. Rashi, the Ritva says, Pirush lapirusho, right? What is he driving at? There's no concept of Stam She'ela Shloshim Yom. That's only by Halva'a, says the Ritva. Stam Halva'a Shloshim Yom, you have 30 days and then you return money. When it comes to She'ela, it's whatever was made up. There's no natural time for She'ela, says the Ritva. Shim Kavazman, Mishtamshin, Bakalos Ozman. Vim Lo Kavazman, Mishtamshin Hazman HaRa'ui, Lefi Oso Tashvish She'ala. But he can hear, why can he use it? And then he adds another line. Why can he use it all the days of She'ela? Because every schus that the father had is yarshin to the child. And yoresh kara da'avuahu. And the yoresh is the stand-in for his father. And just like the father could use it for this amount of time, so can he. That's the first half. That one is not so critical. But the second line is the one that's very mechudash. Mesa ein chayev va'onsei. But if the animal died, the children are not chayev in onsin. Even though a normal shoel is chayev in onsin, the children are able to use it, but they are not chayev in onsin. There is a machlokas rishonim. Does this even mean if they've used it already? If they haven't used it yet, they have the heter to use it, they haven't used it yet, then I can understand a little bit why they're not chayiv in onsin yet. They're not fully shoalim. But even if they used it, we're gonna say, Rav is saying that they can get the schuyos from the father, but they're not yarshin the obligations of the father, that would be a chiddush. But that's what Rav Rishonim say. Even if they've used, that's the pashtus. Sounds like they can use it, even if they have used it. Even if they've used it, they only get the zechuyos, they don't get the chiyuvim. Very big chiddush. There's a shita of the Rav of Bezdin that's quoted by some of the Rishonim that argue that they only loish tamshu, but Rov Rishonim do not say that. Meaning they're not chayiv in onsin. What about less than onsin? What about Geneva Vaveda? So they're not at the highest level. So what about that? So Tosfos Yimaskel Mesa. Well, why did the Gemara say Ein Chaimis Ba'onsin? So Tosfos says Aval B'gneva Va'aveda Nira L'Rish Ein Chayavin To Hoel V'Nanin De Mishtamshin Ba. Ba'Hashoel. Tosfos says that you'd be Chayav B'gneva Va'aveda. Only the highest level Chiyuvim, the Chiyuvim that have out of your control. So there, you will say that it's not they're not Chayav. When it comes to G'neva Va'aveda, and surely, obviously, Pshia. One would be chayiv. What's the svar for Tosfos? Do the children yarshin chiyuvim, or do they not yarshin chiyuvim? What is it? So it sounds like from Tosfos is, well, why is a shoel ever chayiv in onsin? Right, what? Because he should have guarded it better? No, because it's impossible to guard from an ones. So why is a shoel ever chayiv in onsin? The answer is, kinyane she'ela. If I own something, then I suffer the loss of an ones, even though it's not my fault. So generally, a shoel, the usage by a shoel reflects bialus. And that's why it's chayiv in onsin. So maybe that's the chiddush of Rava. These children have somehow, they have an ability to use it, but not because they're really kinyane she'ela. Because their father's a shoel. So the father yarshins the schus to them. But maybe that's not, he doesn't yarshin, let's say, the reason for the schus. Ironically, it's just they're an extension of the father without having the status of the father. So if that's the case, so then, that's why they're not chayiv in onsin. But G'neva Aveda, they're at least a shomer that's getting hana. They're at least something lower than that. So that's Tosfos Asvara. Tosfos says that they would be chayiv in G'neva Aveda. The Ramban of Bamatzia says they're pater from everything. They're pater even from G'neva Aveda. Meaning it's a chiddush Torah. Yarshim get the positives and not the negatives. Right, Yarshim, if they have land that was Meshubit for the father, okay, fine, that's something else. But the Yarshim get this Chuyos and not the Chiyuvim, regarding this, and that's why they would be Pater even from, he says Pater min Hakol. Would he be Pater even from Pshia? That would be a Chiddush. Right, even from Pshia, especially if you say Poshea Kamazik, that if somebody's negligent is kind of in the category of a Maisa Hezek, so that would be a Chiddush, but at least from Geneva Va'aveda. Okay, Machlokas, we showed him, again, related to Hishtamshus, and related to how far do we go. says the Gemara, Amar, so Rava said, they yarshin the zechuyos, but they don't yarshin the onsin. Continuing, kisvurin shel aviyem hu. What if they think they're under the misimpression? They think it was their father's cow. They never realized that it was a borrowed cow. Kisvurin shel aviyem hi vitavchuha viachluha, and they shechted it and they ate it. So what's the halacha then? Mishalmin deme basar bizol. So this is a total ones. They had no idea it belonged to someone else. They thought it was their father's. So they have to pay for the hana'a that they received. They have to pay for the hana'a. What is the basar bizol? 2/3 of the price of the piece of meat. Meaning, if we would ask them, if you knew this wasn't your father's, would you have eaten it? So maybe they wouldn't have eaten it. But, you know, if they would be able to get it for 2/3 of the price, that meat, they would probably have paid for it. So that's what they have to pay for. That's the hana'a that they received, for the price of the meat, but only 2/3 of the price, says the Gemara. Ask the Tosfos Zarash a simple question. Why isn't this just Adam Hamazik? So you want to say they got hana'a, but we know, what does the Mishnah say in Baba Kama? Adam Muad La'olam. Bein Shogeg, Bein Mezid, Bein Ones, Bein Ratzon, Bein this, Bein that. So ask the Tosfos Zarash here, why don't you just say it's Adam Hamazik and you have to pay me Tamazik? Even though it's ones. So Tosfos Rosh answers, and this relates to a major machlokas there in Baba Kama. Tosfos Rosh holds like Baali HaTosfos. Even Adam Muad La'olam is pater by an ones gamur. That's Shita Sabali Tosfos in Baba Kama, Daf Chav Zayin. Right, that's Tosfos' Shita. And this is the Tosfos Rosh's Shita right here. By an ones gamur, even Adam is going to be chayiv. V'yesh lomar donis gomer adam pater. Pirish could go and say, "Shall you svurim shahaisa shel shahaisa shel avihem?" So that's the Toz Arash. You'll have to explain this based on the Ramban. The Ramban says, the Ramban holds there at Baba Kama. I'm sorry, it's quoted in Baba Kama. It's really by Ramban and Bamitzia in the Pais. The Ramban says, no, adam ulolam even by onis gomer. So for him, you'll have to say something else here. Like, this is worse than onis gomer. This is lo havile lameda, something different. But that is the discussion of the Toz Arash. Weiter, last line of Rava's statements. Okay, what did Rava say? The first part of Rava was that they yarshed a cow, a borrowed cow. They could use it, and they're not chayiv and owns it. If they thought it was their father's and they ate it, then they have to pay the low price. He niach lanavayin achrayis nechasim. If their father left them karka, achrayis nechasim, chayavin l'shalim, then they have to pay from that karka. So what is that last line referring to? Rava had two statements, and then this last line. Rava spoke about they use it, and Rava spoke, and therefore if they use it, they're not chayv and onsen, because they were already, the father was already kona it earlier, and therefore, that's when his chiyuvim kicked in, and if it dies, though they are pater. Why? Because right now it died to the sons, and they were never chayv in onsen. The second line was that they ate it. So, what is this line referring to? Se'ika the masila resha, make the masila seifa. Some say this last line about they have to pay if this karka left. There's something that's going on the resha. Some say it's going on the seifa. Ma de masila resha. If you say it's going on the resha, kol shekena seifa. Then surely, in the case where they actively ate it, that's a worse. That's more responsibility for them. Surely, if the father left them karka, so then they would have to pay upliga derav papa. And then this Rava would represent a different shita than Rav Papa. Why? Rashi explains, ik demasi aresha. Look at the skinny line, the medium lines in Rashi. Ik demasi aresha. Lahahi niach lanavia nachreach tochatam chayvan l'shalim. The fact that they have to pay with karka, they say it's going on the resha. V'yamrinan dechayavin ba'onsin. And they say, no, if the father left karka, then they are chayvan onsin. They are chayvan onsin because that karka was meshuban originally when the father took the she'ela, meaning at T1 he was already chayv and onsen. That's against Rav Papa. Rav Papa, we said at the end of yesterday's shiur, Rav Papa said, no, he's not chayv and onsen, and that's why only at the moment of the shechita, and that's why Kimlei is going to apply, because the mamon and the knas is only later. But, says the Gemara now, uman demasi la seifa, but if you say it's only going on the seifa, meaning if the children ate it, that's when they have to pay with the karka. Avala resha lo, but a resha, on the resha, it wouldn't apply. Meaning in the resha, they would agree that even with karka, the children would be patur. Vahainu drav papa. Then that would be like Rav Papa, because Rav Papa says, right, the chiv is only later, and later they were never borrowed it. They never had that das, and therefore they would be patur from onsin, even if the father had left them karka. Period. Adkan, that section. So now we get back to the general two different dayas that we have had to explain the Mishnah. If you remember, we have a stira, how to explain the two Mishnayas, Rav, the Mishnah in Ksubis, our Mishnah, which says that in many cases you're chayiv a knas, and the Mishnah in Makos, which says that you're chayiv Malkos in the same case. The question is, how do we answer that question? So we had a different deos. We had Ula, right, and we had on Daf Lamed Beis, we had Ula, and we had Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan had said, on Daf Lamed Beis and Beis, the Gemara is going to get back to Yeshita right now. Rav Yochanan said, the difference is, Hisrubo or Lo Hisrubo. Meaning, if there was Hasra, then you definitely get Chayim Malkos. That's the case in Malkus. Our Mishnah is about a case where there was no Hasra. There was no Hasra for Malkus, and then that's why you're Chayav Mamon. That was Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish gave a different answer. Right? Reish Lakish had said on yesterday's daf, Lama Gimel Lama Beis, the day before, Reish Lakish said, well, it's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Meir holds Lokim Mishalim. So one Mishnah says Lokim, one Mishnah says Mishalim. That's fine. It's the same case. Lokim Mishalim. So now the Gemara is going back. Why does each one argue with each other? We had the other day of Ula, but we're not getting back to that approach right now. Says the Gemara, Bishlama, about 10 lines up. Bishlama, Rabbi Yochanan, Lama, Kareish, Lakish. Why does Rabbi Yochanan, who says the difference is whether Hasra or no Hasra, why does he say like Kareish, Lakish, Tukam, Mukam, Lar, Karabanan? Because Rabbi Yochanan doesn't want to be stuck and say, oh, it's like Rabbi Meir Shita, which we don't paskin like. So I'd rather say that it's like the Rabbanon. This is a case where there was Hasra, this case where there was no Hasra. El Reish Lakish, right time of the Amar Krab Yochanan, El Reish Lakish. Why does he force himself into a box and say it's from Meir Shita? Why doesn't he say like Krab Yochanan? Amar Lacha says Reish Lakish because it won't work. If you say that Malkus and Mammon, you Malkus wins, then even in a case where there's no Hasra, there's not going to be a Chiyuv Mammon. Kiva dilu asru be pater, since if you had given asra, you'd be pater because you'd be chayiv malchus, kilo asru be nami pater, even if you don't give asra, you're going to be pater. Now we're getting into the sugya, Reish Lakish is saying, chayve malchus shogagin is also pater from mamon. That's the machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Kimle applies even if you're not going to get the Malkus. Even if you just do a Maisa, that's Mechayiv Malkus. The Yazdul Taimayu and Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish go according to their reasoning. Here we go. The Chiyaz Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came, he said the following. Omer, Chayvi Misa Shogagin, Mechayiv Malkus Shogagin, V'davar Acher. If somebody does a Maisa that's Mechayiv Misa or Malkus, at the same time that is Chayiv Mammon. I mean, you know, it's in the case of Shabbos, the case of shooting the arrow on Shabbos, it happens at the same time, but you didn't know it was Shabbos. You didn't know it was Shabbos, you're potter, you're choking on Shabbos. So, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv, Reish Lakish Amar Potter, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv, Rabbi Yochanan says Chayiv, why? To halo asrube. Lamaisa, you're not getting the worst punishment. And therefore, you are chayiv the money. Reish Lakish Amar Potter, Kiva Dilu Asrube Potter, Kilo Asrube Nami Potter. Because this act is one that's defined as an act that could have been Mechayev you, Malkus. So that's it, or Misa. So you're a putter from the Mammon. Again, even stopping there. What's the Machlokas? Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Again, we could talk about it in the Rishonim. What's the Machlokas in the Amoraim here? What does Kimle do? What does Kimle B'Rabbi Minei do? What does that mean? Does that mean that the one action subsumes the other one? Or does it mean one punishment subsumes the other one? That's Gufa the Machlokas. Right, unless you say it's just based on limudim. Rabbi Yochanan says, if you're not getting Misa and Mammon, if you're not getting Misa and Malkus, you have to pay. Right, the whole point of Kimle is that, oh, we're not going to give you a worse punishment. Because if you get the worst punishment, you're not going to give you the less worse punishment. If you give a worse punishment, it's like you got the lesser one. So, but if you're not going to get the worst punishment, okay, you have to pay. And Reish Lakish says, no. You look at it in halachic terms. The act that you did was one that is mechayev you. Okay, in this case, you didn't get asra, so you're not going to get it. But it's a maisa hamechayeves, and therefore, it's a subsuming maisa, not just a subsuming onesh. That's the machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Good. Let's continue. We'll get back to that in Rabbi Yochanan soon. As Hashem. Eisei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. So Reish Lakish asks Rabbi Yochanan, how could you say that it only goes by what actually happened? V'lo yeh ason anosh yanesh. If there was no ason to the mother, in the case of Mishpatim, anosh yanesh, so then they have to pay for the vlados. So my love, ason mamish. Doesn't that mean actual ason? That if the mother dies, so then there is never any payment? Even if it's a case of shogeg, isn't that what it means? And therefore it's a kasha on you, Rabbi Yochanan? Lo, din ason. No, it means that they're actually if the guys are actually gonna get killed for what he did. So that's what he doesn't have to pay. But if he's not gonna get killed, he's not gonna have the din ason, so then he's going to be chayiv. Ikadamri, or some ask it the other way. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, lo yeh ason anosh yanesh. My lav din ason. Doesn't that mean din ason he's gonna actually get punished? Lo, ason mamish. Period. So that is all Rav Dimi's version of the Machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So we're about to change that a little bit. Amar Rava, Umi Ika Lamanda Amar Chayve Misa Shogegin Chayavin. Is there anyone that argues with that? In the world of Misa, you're telling me that Rav Yochanan does not say Chayve Misa Shogegin or Pater? Everybody agrees that by Misa and Mammon, you're going to be Pater from the Mammon, even in a case of Shogeg. After all, the Tana says from the Yeshiva of Chizkiah, we have in the Pasuk, we have a parallel between Makeh Adam, when a person kills a person, and when a person kills an animal. So we compare Killing an animal when you are always chayiv, killing a person when you're always putter from mamon. That's going to be the parallel. Ma maka behema lo chilaktabo. Just like when a person kills an animal. Lo chilaktabo. There are no distinctions. Bein shogeg, bein bemezid, bein miskavein, l'shei miskavein. Whether you're doing shogeg, mezid, kavana, no kavana, bein derech yiridil, derech aliyah. Up or down, which, what is that alluding to? A difference in the world of galus, second parak of Makos. But when a person kills an animal, so there's no differences. Lepotro mamon, there's never distinctions to exempt him. Ela lachayvo mamon. In every case, he is chayiv, right? Adam mua la'olam. He's always chayiv. So af maka adam. So to maka adam. Lo tachluk bo bein shpishogeg, bein bemezid, bein miskavim, l'shem miskavim, bein yachirido derachaliyah. Lachayvo mamon, ela lepotro mamon. So to there are no distinctions when killing a person. That you are never chayav mamon, you're always pater from mamon. So that's the parallel, that's the hekish. In the same pasuk, you have maka adam and maka behema. So we say, just like by maka behema, you're always chayav mamoni, so to maka adam, you're always pater mamon. That's the source for Tana Debei Chizkiyah. So asks Rava, so how is it possible? Rav Dimi! How could you say that? How could you say that? The machlok is a regular mishlok is just across the board. So whenever you have a ravdimi, you know not far behind is going to be a ravin. Right? Generally, they go together. They both came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, and they brought different misoris. Usually a slight difference. So first we have kiyasa ravdimi, so now we have the other one. Ela kiyasa ravin. When ravin came, Amar, he says the following. Chayvi misa shogagin, kuli amalo pligi de peturin. No, chayvi misa shogagin for sure is pater. Everybody agrees that. Even Rabbi Yochanan, even if you're not going to get killed, still putter. We say for sure by miso, meaning to use our language from before, it's a subsuming misa. And once you do a misa, hamachayeves misa, then for sure, you're not going to get mamon. Not going to get mamon, that's for sure. Ki pligi b'chayve malkus shogin v'davar acher. The machlokes is about chayve malkus. That's the machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan amar chayve malkus, chayve Rabbi Yochanan says you're chayiv in that case. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan could give the answer to the Siren Mishnayis, Asrube, Lo Asrube. Because if Lo Asrube, then you're going to be chayiv mamon. That's our Mishnah. Reish Lakish, am I potter? No. But Feirish, Ribsa Torah, chayiv malkios, ki chayiv misos. Reish Lakish says no. We compare malkos and misa. And just like Chayvei Misa has Kimlei even Shogegin, so too Chayvei Malkus has Kimlei even Shogegin. Stop there for a moment. Rav Yashiv here has a diuk that Rashi says, if you look in the Rashi says here when we're comparing, Maka Adam and Maka Behema, right, just like Maka Behema is always Chayiv, so too Maka Adam is always Patur. So the Gemara says, Shogeg, Mezin, Miskavin, Ein Miskavin, Rashi adds in, the last, Rashi quotes the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Chavav, Petzatachas Patzal L'chayiv ala shogeg kemezid va'ones karatzon. What about Chayvei Misos onsin? Not Chayvei Misos shogegin, which the Gemara says Chayiv, but what about Chayvei Misos onsin? What if I did an act ba'ones? Does that also pater mamon? That is not mefurish in the Gemara. And that's a great question. Why? Because if I do an avera b'shogeg, you can still say I did a ma'is avera, but it was b'shogeg, so I'm not going to be chayav. For example, if I was b'chal Shabbos b'shogeg, everybody agrees that's a ma'is avera. What's the biggest raya? You have to bring a karbon. You did something wrong. If I do a shogeg, right? If I kill b'shogeg, I go to galus. It's a ma'is avera. But what about a ma'is avera ba'ones? Is there kimle b'derav minei? If a total ones happened? Is there Kimlei there? That's a suffix of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Kiva Eger's not sure about it. And the Minchas Chinuch discusses this. The Minchas Chinuch assumes, let's say, somebody is forcing me. The Chashuk Yechebet has the following case. Somebody is forced to drive on Shabbos. Somebody's forced, like, you have a Chiyuv, I'll drive on Shabbos or I'll kill you. So what's the halacha? We drive on Shabbos. So we drive on Shabbos, and as he's driving on Shabbos, he smashes into somebody else's car. So, Chayvei Misos Onsen. It's Chiyuv Shabbos, but and it was an Ones that he had to do it, he was forced to, but he damaged. So, do you say Kimle there? So, the Minchas Chinuch assumes for sure not. Why? Because you're not doing an Avera. You're doing a Mitzvah. What's the halacha if it's not one of the big three? If it's not one of the big three, you're doing a mitzvah by driving on Shabbos. Right? V'chai bohem. So of course, says the Minchas Chinuch, you cannot apply Chayvi Misa's own sin to Pater Mamon. Because that's only when you have a Maisa Aveira here and a Maisa Aveira there and a Pater's. But here, you're doing a mitzvah. So of course, says the Minchas Chinuch, you're not going to be Chayiv. My only Shaila, says the Minchas Chinuch, is what if it's one of the big three? What if it's one of the big three? This is classic Minchas Chinuch, right? Going through the whole Svaris. If it's one of the big three, and we're supposed to be Yarev al Yavar, and we don't. Right? A person can't withstand the pressure, and in a case of, let's say, Avodah Zarah, or Shvi Chastamin, whatever it is, and he violates. He violates. And at the same time that he's violating the Avera Ba'ones, he is Chayiv Mamon. So what do you say there? Chayvei Misos own sin, in a case where it was an Avera, but it was Ba'ones. That's the Minchas Chinuch Shaila. So again, what do we pask in there that it was, somebody was Machal Shem Shamayim, but he's not Chai Misa because it was Ba'ones. So that's the Shaila. The Shaila is, what a Maisa Aveira Ba'ones? Is that a Maisa Aveira or not? Right, that's the Shaila. When it comes to all the other Averas, it's not as good of a litmus test because it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Mashein Kane, these other three. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the back of our Gemara right here, he argues fundamentally with the Minchas Chinuch. He says, even by other Averas, there is Kimlei. So what, you're allowed to do it, it's a mitzvah. But it's still called a Maisa Aveira that you're allowed to do. That's not called a mitzvah, so to speak. It's a Maisa Aveira inherently, which you have a mitzvah to do. That's in terms of your behavior. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden, without right saying, right, the Minchas Chinuch didn't quote Rabbi Yaakov Emden, but probably didn't have him. But the Rabbi Yaakov Emden even says, even by other Aveiras. That's a great kasha relating to Chai Ve'Misa's own sin, which is mentioned here. Rabbi Chanan says that maybe it's Tali on the Machlokas we mentioned a few minutes ago between Tosfos and the Ramban, whether Adam Mu'ud La'olam even by Ones Gomor or not. Right? According to Tosfos, that you're not Chayav on Ones Gomor, so maybe you would say, because Ones Gomor is not a Maisa Aveira at all. According to the Ramban, who says Adam Mu'ud La'olam even by Ones Gomor, so then maybe you would say Kimlei, because it is called a Maisa Aveira, which you're Chayav for. That's Rabbi Chanan here. Okay, that is all one discussion of the Achronim. Just one other point, and that is the Ritva here quotes two opinions. Does anybody, the Gemara doesn't do this Beferish, does anybody put together Reb Nechunya ben Akana and Tana Dvei Chizkiya? Meaning we know Chayvi Misa Shogigin or Pater. Chayvi Malcha Shogigin, Machlokas. What about Chayvi Krisa Shogigin? So we know Paskin that Krisa does Kimlei at all anyway. But Reb Nechunya ben Akana did. Right? That was the Gemara in Taflamin. So, would Reb Nechunya ben Akana say, even by Chayvi Krisa Shogigin, you'd Pater? Hashem knows you're a Shogig. So is that gonna change anything? That's his two opinions. Not sure. He could just quote both theirs. And which one does he like? I think he likes the one that he does apply it. Because I think he says, Reb Nechunya ben Akana says, Krisus is just like Misa. And therefore he says, Leini chayevi krisus nechlechu amafarshim. Ikel amand amar afilu reish lakish chayev, ikel amand amar the adar abafilu reb yochanan potter. And I think, v'zeh alashan achron nira ikr. I think it's going to be potter in the case of, even according to Reb Yochanan. Even according to Reb Yochanan would hold potter. Okay, let's go weiter. So the Gemara quotes what we say up until now. Chayvi misa shogigin, everybody agrees there is kimlei. Kimlei b'drabaminei. The machlokas is by chayvi malkios malchus shogigin. Machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan says chayiv. Reish Lakish says pater because the Torah compares chayvi malkus to chayvi misa. So now the Gemara says, where does the Torah do that? Heichan ripsa Torah. Where does the Torah compare Chayvi Malkus to Chayvi Misa? And remember, then it's two steps. Chayvi Malkus is compared to Chayvi Misa, and Chayvi Misa is compared to Maka Adam Maka Behema, to Maka Behema. That's the original source of Tana Dvei Chizkiya, so it's like a double limud. Maka Adam Maka Behema, that Hekish teaches me, Pater by Chayvi Misa, and now Chayvi Malkus is compared to Chayvi Misa. So Amar Abaya, Asya, Rasha, Rasha. Rabbi says, it's a Xerah Shava between Russia and Russia. One says, by Chayvi Misa, Zasherhu Rasha Vamus. By Malkus, it says, Vahaya Minakos, HaRasha. Rava Amar, Asya Maka Maka. Rava says, you compare Maka Maka. Meaning what? Rava says, Rashi explains the Chiddush, that forget the two steps. Go straight. Go straight from Chayvi Malkus to Maka Behema. You don't have to go Chayvi Malkus to Maka Adam to Maka Behema. Maka Maka, the word Maka, the verb of hitting appears by Maka Behema, and it appears by Malkus too. Malkus is hitting. Says the Gemara, Amar Li Rav Papa L'Rava. Hey Maka, what Maka are you referring to that goes straight? Where does it say Maka by Malkus? That you would say that goes straight to Maka Behema? Ilema umaka behema yishalmena umaka adam yumas. If you say something about this case, right, if somebody kills an animal, they have to pay. If somebody kills a person, you must. Haibik talaksit. That's by Misa. That's not by Malkus. So where do you have the word maka by Malkus that you would say, oh, now you can have a gzeira shava? So Ella Haimaka, the following. Maka nefesh behema yishalmena nefesh tachas nefesh. If somebody kills an animal, they have to pay. Nefesh tachas nefesh. And we say that means mamon v'samechle, and right next to that v'ishkitin mumba miso kasher asa kenyasilo, and you have the avera of chavala right next to maka behema. So chavala is about hitting, right? So therefore, that's the makar, that's the source for ish lakish. Says the Gemara, v'ilav makahi. 1 minute, but it doesn't say the word maka there. It doesn't say the word maka there. It says kasher yitin mumba miso. So what kind of zera shava is that? Answer, anan haka haka kamrinan. Gzeir shavas don't need the exact word. Have to have the exact, the parallel. Right, Rashi, the Gemara says elsewhere, sometimes you have gzeir shava, shiva, and bia, totally different word. You don't have the exact same word, just the same idea. Going in, going out. So that's good enough. So what's Reish Lakish's makar so far, according to Rava? You have right next to each other, you have maka behema, and this pasuk of chavala. So just like maka behema is always Chayiv Mamon, the Chavala would always be Pater. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, Chovel, what punishment do you get by Chovel? We just spent time on that 2 days ago. You have to pay Chamisha Dvarim. There's no Malkus by Chovel anyway. So what's he talking about? That this is the Makar that we compare Malkus to Maka Behema. There's no Malkus here. That Pasuk that we're trying to learn from now of the Kiitin Mum, that's by wounding my friend. There's no Malkus there. Remember, what are we trying to find? We're trying to sign a Makar for Reish Lakish. That Chayve Malkus Shogagin is going to be Pater also. So we say, because it's put right next to the Pasuk of Maka Behema. But it's not true. This case of Chovel, you pay. You don't have to get Malkus. So the Gemara says, Im eino inyan, lahakash yish bashava pruta. You don't need this pasuk for a regular case of Chavala. You have a different pasuk for that, as Rashi quotes from elsewhere. You have a different pasuk that teaches me that if you wound somebody, you have to pay the Chamisha Dvarim. So this pasuk must be, Taneo inyan lahakash yish bashava pruta. So maybe this one is talking about a case of Chavala where it's you wounded him less than a shavet pruta, and in that case, you would get Malkus. In that case, you would get Malkus. Says the Gemara, one more line, but 1 minute. Sof, lav bar tashlumin hu. But sof, at the end of the day, how could this be a good limud? Why? Where there is a shavet pruta, so then it's going to be mamon and not. They're a chilukim. Right, what do we say? Chayve Malkus. Right, we say, just like Maka Behema, you're not going to have any distinctions, you're always going to pay. So Chayvei Malkus, you're always going to be Pater. It's not true. You're not always going to be Pater. If it was a Shavah Pruta, so then you're not going to be Pater. So it's still not a good Makar. So Lo Tzricha, this is the case. De Bahade De Machye Kara Shirai and Delay. This is the case that it was Hukash too. As you are wounding him, which makes a lot of sense, sometimes you tear his shirt as you wound him. Right, somebody wounds their friend. So in that case, the chiddush is that you're going to get malchus there for chavala, and you're going to be patur from the tashlume kriya. And it doesn't matter. Rashi explains the ashmiin unto loke mishum chavala upatur mitashlume kriya loshna hisrubo veloshna lo hisrubo. Even if there's no asra here, and you're going to be patur for the malchus, you're still not going to have to pay for the guy's shirt. That's the Chiddush. And the Ritva expands and says, when the Torah is Mechayev you Chamisha Dvarim, that is only, the Chamisha Dvarim is going to be Pater you on the Malkus. But regarding any other Chiyuve Mamon, it's going to have a different law. Okay, period. So finally, Baruch Hashem, we came up with the Makar for Reish Lakish. Again, we have two Makoros. First, we had Abaya, Rasha, and Rava here is Maka. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Chiel Rava, Ulatana de Bechizkiya de Omar, Maka Adab u Maka Behema. According to Tana de Bechizkiya, who has that comparison of, remember the original Tana de Bechizkiya, Remember, Ksubis Lamed Hei, Baba Kama Lamed Hei. The two places where Tanna Dabei Chizkiyah comes up. So, according to him, that we always compare, just like Maka Behema is always Chayiv, so too Maka Adam will always be Pater from Mamon. Mimai de Becholksiv, how do you know that Pasuk is referring to a weekday, and that's when you are always Chayiv to pay for killing an animal? Veleka Leiflukin, there are no distinctions. Dilma Beshabbosksiv, maybe that Pasuk is referring to a case where you killed an animal on Shabbos. And there are distinctions. Well, actually, if you kill an animal on Shabbos, you're going to be putter for paying for it, because you're chayim misa. Right? For shochet, for wounding, for killing. So how do you know the pasuk is referring to a weekday? And that's the source of the Tanna Chizkiya. Maybe it's Shabbos. Our answer is no. Lo salka taitach. There's no such hava mina. Tichsiv, umake behema yishalmena, umake adam yumas. Because the case is that it says yishalmena, you're going to pay. You're going to pay for the animal, kill the animal, and makad them, you must. Hey, chidami. Idolo asrube, if you did not get any hasra, so makya adam amai, you must. And why would a person be killed for killing somebody if there was no hasra? Elapshita da asrube. So it's obvious that there was hasra here before what he did. But if ibe Shabbos, makam eme yishalmena. But if it was Shabbos and you got hasra, then you wouldn't be paying. So elalav bechol, it must be referring to weekday. Must be referring to weekday, and therefore you'll always pay for killing the animal, and you'll never pay for killing the person. We're talking a lot here about maka behema, about killing an animal. It's good to bring up the view of most Rishonim, and that is, we've spoken in the past about we know that hashkacha pratis on kalechad ve'echad, and therefore if somebody Rachman al-Aslan is no longer, so that it was hashkacha, and this was the time that they were allotted by a Kadosh Baruch Hu when they were born. What about an animal? Maka behema. If somebody kills an animal, how do we view that from a hashkacha providence point of view? So many Rishonim, the Sefer Achinuch included in them, holds that there is no hashkacha pratis when it comes to animals. There's hashkacha klalis, meaning Hashem watches over the species, and every little squirrel, dog, cat, there is no hashkacha prat. We have to care for every animal, right? There's a concept of tsar bal chayim. But there is no hashkacha pratis on each animal. The Chinuch writes that Sinkuf Samachtes, on the mitzvah of tsaras, l'kvoa b'nafshenu, ki hashkacha Hashem baruch hu pratis al kol echad v'echad mibnei adam. There's hashkacha pratis on every single person. And their eyes are open, his eyes are open to all of their ways. Ulafisha hadeos rabos. Because there are many opinions about providence, says the Chinuch. Because there are a lot of different views, and that's why a lot of psukim and mitzvos that teach us hashkacha pratis. There are some people that think some people think that there's only hashkacha klolis, even on people. The Yesh Mehen Kitos, and there are some people that think the opposite, that there's Ashkacha Pratis on every single ant and every single leaf. Shalo Yisno Eya Dover Echad Katan Ba'olam Azeh Rak B'chepso Barachu B'gzei Raso Ad Sheyach Shavu. Famous line, Kin Binfo Aleh Echad Min Ha'ilanu Gazer Lav Shipo. If the leaf falls in the middle of the forest and nobody's there, Hashem willed it to fall down. Right, that's it. That's, and there are chazals that give that impression. But that's the other extreme. The efshar shiyisacho yiktams manafilasa v'zed das rachok harbe min aseichel. It's hard to assume that Hashem wanted this leaf to fall down in the middle of nowhere where nobody's there. V'yesh kidas roos, and then some obviously reject all hashkacha. V'anachnu bale hadas amitis l'fisha shamati nasim hashkacha so baruchu al kol minei bale chayim bechlal. And the emeshita, says the chinuch, is that when it comes to animals, it's klalis. Klomar shakol min min aminim hanivraim ba'olam yiskayim la'olam. And even though we think that some animals have become extinct, we don't know how to categorize the species. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows how to categorize. There's something from every species that's still here. And when it comes to people, obviously there's hashkacha pratis. So when we compare it to maka adam, maka behema, you can say on a hashkachic level, we're comparing hashkacha pratis and hashkacha klalis. When we have that hekesh. Okay. Over there, Papa Labaya. Continuing. Right in the middle. Amaler Pavala Bayo. Now getting back to what we said earlier. Remember what we started off with today. Rabba, in the name of Rav Meir, said that Kimle only applies to Mamon, but not to Knas. When it comes to Knas, Misa Umishalem. Right, Knas is not pushed aside. L'Rabba da Amar Chidushu Shechitcha Torah B'Knas. V'Avagav de Mikdal Mishalem. according to Rabbah, who says that Misa and Knas could go together. Masnisan kaman mukim la. So, who is our Mishnah like? If you say, right, that's how Rabbah tried to answer the stira between the Mishnah in Ksuvas and the Mishnah in Makkos. What did he say? Asari Meir Shita. And the Mishnah in Makkos says Malkus. The first Mishnah here on Daf Chavtes says Knas. Because you pay a Knas even though you're going to get Malkus. The problem is, what about the next Mishnah? So what does he say? If he says like Rabbi Meir, like he suggested that Misa and Knas could, Malkus and Knas could coexist, Kasha Bito. So what about the Mishnah on tomorrow's Daf? That Habal Bito is Patur from Knas. Why is he Patur from Knas? Misa and Knas could all coexist. So if he's going to say, oh, it's Rabbi Nechun Yemen HaKana Shita, that includes even Kares, Kasha Achoso. Then the first Mishnah is a problem. Why? Because the first Mishnah says Bala Achoso is Chayiv Knas. Rabbi Nechun Yemen HaKana says Chayiv Krisos says Kimle. Rabbi Yitzchak, if he thinks it's Rabbi Yitzchak, who's Rabbi Yitzchak? That we haven't had yet. Rabbi Yitzchak is a Shita in Maseches Makos that says that there is no Malkus by Chayiv Krisos. Right, we paskin, whenever there's a chiyuv kares, there's a chiyuv malchus that goes along with it. Right, first mishnah in krisus, the 36 krisus. Besides the two mitzvahs asay. So if you hold like Rabbi Yitzchak, well maybe our mishnah is following the opinion that there is no malchus by chayve krisus. And that's why you would say, you'd be chayve the knas. Kasha mamzeres. Then mamzeres is a problem. Because why? Because by mamzeres, even Rabbi Yitzchak would agree there is malchus. Kasha mamzeres, right? There's no krisus. Let's continue the whole Gemara, and then we'll make one more comment. Ha nicha isavar la k'Rabbi Yochanan. If he holds like Rabbi Yochanan, then chayvi misa shogegin or chayavin. So fine. Then ha nami mataris like Rabbi Yochanan. Then he could hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Meaning that's what we just said earlier on today's daf. Rabbi Yochanan holds chayvi malchus without hasra. It's chayiv. It's chayiv knas. So that's what our Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah on Daf Chavtes, there's no Hasra, so you're going to be Chayiv the Knas. And the Mishnah in Makkos is where you got Hasra. Fine. And therefore, you don't have to come on to the other dais of Rabbi Meir and the others. Ela Isavar, Karabi Reish Lakish, Hechim Yitaritzla. But if he holds like Reish Lakish, it's not going to work out. Answer, Al-Kacha, Karabi Yochanan, Svir Alei. Fine. Rabbi would have to hold like Rabbi Yochanan in order to figure out who is the author of the Mishnais. Period. Let's just finish up. Amalei Rav Masna La Avaya. L'Reish Lakish da Amar Befeir Shripsa Torah Chayvi Malkus Chayvi Misos. According to you, Reish Lakish, who says that even Chayvi Malkus Shogegin, you have Kimle B'drabaminei, not only Chayvi Misos Shogegin, Mantana de Palagalei Dereb Nechud Yemen HaKana. So who is the one that argues Dereb Nechud Yemen HaKana? Fine, there's no Kimle by Kares, but there's yes Kimle by Malkus. And every Kares has a Malkus. Right, so you want to say that Rabbi Chaim ben Akano, we argue on because he says Chayvi Krisus does not have Kimle, but Chayvi Malkus does have Kimle. So according to you, Reish Lakish, there's no Machlokes. So E Rabbi Miss, the answer is no. E Rabbi Meir, maybe if you have Rabbi Meir's opinion, then it could work out because he says you could be Chayiv Malkus and Mamon and Knas, E Rabbi Yitzchak, or he would have to learn it like Rabbi Yitzchak, meaning there is no Malkus by Chayvi Krisus. So you're right. If you don't hold like Rabbi Yitzchak, then there's no real not machlokas because Rabbi Chaim ben Akana and the Rabbanan, because there's always malchus. So either you have to knock out the malchus from the krisus, or you have to knock out the kimle and say that malchus and knas can coexist. Just end off with one final thought, and that is a kasha that the Ravid asks on the Rambam. So if you look at the Ravid and the Rambam out of the blue, it's very hard to know what the Ravid is driving at. The Rambam says in Hilchos Isurei Bia in Perek Tezvav, the Rambam says, by all Chayve Lavin. There are many Chayve Lavin out there. There's a Grusha LaKohen, and Amon LaKohen Gadol, and Mamzeres, and Amon and Moab. Many, many Chayve Lavin. The Rambam says, Ein Lacha Bekol Chayve Lavin, Mishaloke Al Bi'ila, Bilo Kiddushin, Ela Kohen Gadol Ba'almanam. The Rambam holds by all Chayvei Lavin, you only get Malkus if first you were Mekadesh the woman and then you aboil her. If you were just boil her Znus out of the blue, there's no Malkus. That's the Rambam Shita. Oh, except for Amon of the Kohen Gadol. Right? Separate din. Right? We had that earlier. Chilulunu Osa, Feinosa Mamzerin. But the Rambam Shita is, you only get Malkus by Chayvei Lavin if there was Kiddushin and then Bia. The Ravid jumps on the Rambam. The Ravid says, Amar Abram, Ein Ze Mechuvar. What's his raya against the Rambam? V'kashyali mamzeres de'elinaris. Deparech hasam I Rebbe Yitzchak kasha mamzeres v'hamevin yavin. That's the Ravid. What's the Ravid talking about? He's quoting our Gemara. You know what the Ravid's kasha is? The kasha is, according to you, Rambam, that you're saying, what we had earlier, how does he learn? Two lines up. If he holds like Rabbi Yitzchak, kasha mamzeres, so was forced to back into a corner what he holds. According to the Rambam, you have an easy answer to how to understand our Mishnayos. This is a case that he did Kiddushin before he had Bia, and this is a case where he didn't have Kiddushin before he had Bia. Right, our Mishnah, he was ma'anes, the woman. That's obviously without Kiddushin, pashtus. And therefore, that's why you're chayav knas, there's no malchus. The other Mishnah says you wouldn't get. Right, so why didn't the Gemara give that answer? That's the Rivas Kasha, the Rambam. Right, he says, v'hameven yavin. Right, if you're learning, daf yomi, elanaris, you'll understand my kasha on the Rambam. So if you look in the Magen Mishnah, the Rambam himself was asked this kasha by the Chachmi Lunel. One of those questions that the Chachmi Lunel asked him. So he works out, there's a long, long tshuva here that is quoted, you know, how the Rambam understands our Gemara, even if you, hold of his, has his distinction between Kiddushin and no Kiddushin. Okay, there's a lot more here, obviously, by Kimle, but we'll stop here. And we will continue getting up to the second mission in the Perek, Be'ez Hashem, on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.